Just booting up, booting up, booting up. Seems like for ages that I've done a audio boom. In fact, it feels like quite a while since I've done any media of any sort, really. I do want to get back into the routine of making. I love to make. I think one of the biggest problems I have is that I get too precious about perfection, you know, making sure that things are all where they should be. And that's not always the case. They can't always be like that. Let me fire up this stream. Sorry, I'm rebooting the Mac Mini in FiberCamp, at FiberCamp on Twitter if you don't know about us, or FiberCA.mp. I'm just rebooting the Mac Mini and also the Mac Pro because there's a bunch of different updates that have come down the wire. I haven't got line on yet. I'm just giving it a week until everybody has got used to it, and I've got some money to be able to buy it because I haven't got any money on any card anywhere to be able to get it digitally at the minute, so that's a little bit of a problem for moi. So yeah, where am I at? Last couple of weeks I've been wanting to get the wooden parts of the studio cut back so that we have even more room in this space because it's a little bit enclosed once you've got all the bits and pieces on the floor. Definitely need to start putting the lights and the new cameras on the ceiling. That will free up a bunch more space. Match funding, obviously that's got to come through. Once we get that, we can rapidly, I reckon within probably 10 days, build that box out. That'll be quite an exercise in getting all the screens and everything running. I'd like to get a gigabit switch installed upstairs in the rack, and then the rack will feed the sockets to the wall down here. I'm not confident that that socket wiring is 100%, so I might see if we can get a Ethernet cable sort of run down into here. That would be great. So gigabit switch from the actual router itself. Then out from there, we'll run two feeds, one to the Mac Mini and one to the Mac Pro. Might have to have two IP addresses for that, which will be useful because then we can have a static IP into the Mac Pro and the Mac Mini, although the Mac Pro would be off most of the time. But it opens up a whole bunch more stuff then. It means we can have a little network down here that we can connect up to the Rattler once we get it going so that we can sit in front of it and use it and start to do like our weekly show around traffic generation and monitoring and all the things that I've been thinking of for the last 6, 7, 8 months. I'm in that sort of headspace today. I'm feeling a bit better because I've got some money today, so I bought some hay fever tablets which have cleaned up me sneezing, my eyes running constantly, which has just been a nightmare. And just feel better today. Just feel a bit more upbeat today. So I came in at about lunchtime and I'm going to stay here till about 8, 10 o'clock tonight, I think. Just rebooting everything up now. Going to finish off some more stuff on the blog, some PDFs. I did a Nomad Jackets PDF this morning, giving an overview. So I'm going to pretty that up in Pages and then probably do some video, probably do some preamp stuff. I haven't done preamp stuff and a catch up show. I think I probably need to post last couple of weeks catch up show as well. I don't think I've posted that yet. Right, off ski. I just want to tell you that I'm still alive and I will try and get back into using Audioboo. I've just not been using it. I've just been having a reflection time, I think, just keeping myself to myself and just getting on with stuff. Sometimes you just need to get on with stuff, you know?